July 3rd, 1902. Jesus speaks about his Eucharistic life. Continuing in my usual state, I found myself outside of myself, inside a church. And since I could not find my adorable Jesus, I went to knock at a tabernacle to have him open it for me. Since he would not open, made brave, I myself opened it, and I found my sole and only good. Who can say my contentment? I remained as though ecstatic in looking at an unspeakable beauty. On seeing me, Jesus flung himself into my arms and told me, "My daughter, each period of my life receives from man distinct and special acts and degrees of imitation, of love, of reparation, and other things. But the period of my Eucharistic life is all life of hiddenness, of transformation, and of continuous consummation. So much so that I can say that after my love reached the excess and was even consumed, in my infinite wisdom I could not find any other external sign to prove my love for man. And just as my incarnation, life and passion on the cross receive love, praise, thanksgiving, imitation, my sacramental life receives from man an ecstatic love, a love of dissolving oneself in me, a love of perfect consummation. And as the soul is consumed in my very sacramental life, so can she say that she performs, before the divinity, the same offices that I perform continuously before God for love of men. And this consummation will make the soul overflow into eternal life."